Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. The streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling.
The streets is talking for a talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy, L. Boogie. We in the building with my co-host. ICE, which stands for In Case of Emergency. I got T-Row and, you know what I mean, OG, DB as usual, the engineer, and Styles the God. You know what I mean? Before we, you know what I mean, want to get started, it's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Some breaking news real quick before we start the show. Get into it, man. Shout out to Carl Anthony Towns' mother, man. He died from the coronavirus. Peace up to her. And shout out to my man, Tavares Jackson. One car accident. R.I.A. to them. Woo! We in the building. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFC North. We talked about the AFC North yesterday. So we're going to get into the NFC North today. And, we also talked about point guards in the NBA, top five. And today we're going to talk about top five shooting guards. So we're bringing it all together. You know what I mean? Blessed love. The streets are stomping in the building, baby. Going out there, stop.
Yeah, boo. Jacqueline Cruz Towns was the mother of Carl Anthony Towns, who passed yesterday, man. Sad, man.
Good morning to the streets. What's happening with my brother?
What it do? What it do? We here. The streets.
The streets was the house. God, I could tell.
Man,
yes, sir.
Streets,
today
man,
is Tuesday.
I thought the virus had hit me. I had to test the spirit real quick, guys. Woo!
Don't be spilling your caffeine on the equipment, man. Come on, dog. It's too early for all that.
Oh, yeah. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
let's get into it. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to start with the NFC North. And, C-Rich, let me start with you. Each guy, first of all, well, I'll tell you this. Each person, it just worked out. We have four guys, so we just started with each person has a team in that division. So what we're doing is we're breaking each team down, letting you know what would be they, who they brought in as free agencies, predictions and picks, and what would you do if you were the GM. So, T-Ro, you the fighter.
Yes, sir.
You got a couple, you know, free agencies. Talk about them and your picks. With you on the clock.
Well, here's the deal. I ain't gonna take a whole bunch of your time, man, because there's a lot happening in Minnesota. You dig? First of all, RIP to my man Tavares Jackson, like you said. For those that didn't know, he did start his career off with Minnesota and then ended up with the Seattle Seahawks. So, you know, for those who follow this NFL like all of us do on this horn right here, you know, that was a tragic loss yesterday. And to have to hear that with everything else that's going on, single car accident, you know what I'm saying? I think he hit a tree or something. Look,
street boy, ambulance, calling.
Kind of shook up Minnesota, just the state. I mean, everybody knew about that. But for those that didn't know, he was 37 years old, went to Tennessee State, shined brightly. You know, he originally from Alabama. That's where he was going. He was on his way back home in Montgomery, Alabama, man, and messed around, hit a tree. So we ain't going to get into that. I'm pretty sure we'll talk about that later. But as far as the Minnesota Vikings are concerned, you know, they had a – 2 years ago, they had the miraculous, you know, reception that, you know, took them to the, you know, almost the game to the Super Bowl. So we all know about that. How did old boy slip from New Orleans like that anyway? I'm still trying to figure that one out. When somebody figured that one out, let me know. Last year they were okay, but didn't do what they were expected to do after winning a couple of years ago. So with that being said, they let Stephon Diggs go, and they traded him to the Buffalo Bills. Why they did that, I don't know if that was organization management. We're getting into it because he felt like he wasn't getting the ball enough. But did he forget that he had Dalvin Cook as a running back? I'm confused about that one. So, for me, everybody knows that Minnesota is going to be looking to get quarterback. Minnesota hasn't had a quarterback for a very long time, a consistent quarterback. They have Kirk Cousins now making a whole bunch of money, but if they get Justin Herbert, it's over for my guy Kirk Cousins. I'm just saying. Since Stephon Diggs is gone, we already know they're going to need a number of wide receivers. And just in case y'all didn't know, they have 12 picks for the 2020 draft. So with 12 picks, you know there's going to be a lot of maneuvering with the trades and, you know, let's trade up or trade down or we'll give you one for one. But 12 picks and just – I'm just going to give you the ones before they even get to the 100th. They have 22, 25, 58, and 89. Now, everybody knows that in between those four picks before you even get to the 100th, you're going to get somebody very talented, somebody from Alabama, somebody from Clemson, somebody from Oklahoma. You're going to get somebody very good. Now, there's a lot of talent within those top 100 that they're going to be able to get. Who they going to get is up in the air. But they better go get some wide receivers because Stephon Diggs played a big part in what Minnesota represented. They might need to get some – couple of linebackers, you know what I'm saying? Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma, Patrick Queen from LSU. Those sound like the defensive part of what they need to work on, but everything else is cool in Minnesota, man. That's really the basic.
Hold on, I hate to cut you off because, you know, we always got to pay the bills, too. Just quick, who do you get in the first with your first pick? Who's what position? What guy?
Justin Herbert, quarterback, Oregon. I'm putting pressure on Kirk Cousins because Kirk Cousins has been – and that's if Justin Herbert is available. But we all know how Kirk Cousins does. We know how – hey, I'm from the NFC East, so I've seen him a lot. And he didn't do shit
in the
NFC East. So that's just my prediction if you want to ask me who they're going to get number one. Possibility is they got a lot. They got 12 picks. Y'all know what can happen with 12 picks. Trade up, trade down. You can get who you want with 12 picks, man. Especially four in the top 100.
There you go. Minnesota, you're on the clock. The GM says get another quarterback to put you down, to try to get you back up after you lost some receivers. Ice, you got the Bears. Ice,
yeah.
With me?
Yeah,
hit
yeah.
Me. Let's go.
Well, the Bears didn't have a first-round pick this year because of that Khalil Mack trade a couple years ago, and they end up with the number 43rd and the 50th pick in the second round. Those are their first two picks, and they have a fourth-round pick, 140th pick. But they made some moves this year with the quarterback position. They picked up Nick Foles. To battle Mitch Trubisky, which would be a good one. I don't think they need a quarterback, not this year, but they lacking up cornerback and the left tackle. And this left tackle, Ezekiel Cleveland, he's 6'6", 314 pounds. He's a stud. And I think they're looking for a tackle, and they're looking for some more offensive linemen. And I think the defense is there. They're just a play away. They picked up Jimmy Graham at receiver. I don't know how many years he got left in him, you know. But they needed a tight end. That's an upgrade. So I think the next three or four picks, though, I like the. Like Dante Arnett from Ohio State, cornerback. You know what I'm talking about?
Damon
no.
Arnett.
Damon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
from
Damon,
Ohio State?
He shut down.
The other cornerback. They picked on him a little bit, but he got better and better last year. You know how Ohio State do with cornerbacks, man. Everybody can play cornerback for Ohio State. But I think he about a fourth-round pick. You know, I think that might be the 140th pick they get for Chicago. You know, they got seven picks, but their first pick is in the second round. So they're looking for corners.
So you're on the clock. You're in the second round. You're up. You ready to give the commissioner get the call? Who you? What position?
I'm going with the left tackle, man, Ezekiel Cleveland, 6'3", 344 pounds. They're looking for a left tackle, man, to say Nick Foles and Mr. Trubisky right now. You know, everybody needs a left tackle.
Right. There you have it.
Ice, who's better? Ice, who's better? Mitch Trubisky or your boy Nick Foles at this point? Who would you start?
At this point, I think Mr. Trubisky is. He can run. Nick Foles had his days with the Philly 3 years ago, man. That ain't going to happen no more.
There it is again. The Cleveland, the land, Northeast Ohio, comes out again because Mitchell went to Minner. And he played against the Bills. And he's from Northeast Ohio, so you're going to give him the nod. See what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to give him a nod over Nick Foles.
Truth, man. But here we go. I had the luxury of getting my favorite team, which is the Green Bay Packers. And coming to this year, free agency, we went and got an ex-Cleveland Brown guy. We got, you know, Christian Kirksey. You know, we re-signed Mercedes Lewis, and we went out. And I didn't know that. When we got him, I said, okay, it makes sense a little bit to go along with, you know what I mean, Devontae Adams, which is a stud. We went and got Devin Funchess. And then to replace Bailungo, our left tackle, we went out and got Rick Wagner from Detroit. So, to my point, strengths, we got Aaron Jones. We got Aaron Rodgers. We got Devontae Adams. We got the Smith boys coming off the ends. We done picked up a linebacker, but we need more firepower at the wide receiver. So, if I'm the general manager, you know who I'm going to get? I'm going to get the guy Joe Burrow threw the ball to. I'm going to get J.J. I'm going to get Justin Jefferson. And like the Jeffersons, we moving on up. And if he ain't there, I'm getting my man T. Higgins, baby. T. Higgins. And one thing we know about Clemson, they produce good receivers. So, in conclusion, will we make the playoffs? Yes. Will we go to the Super Bowl? No. If we get to the NFC Championship, I believe we will. But if we don't show up and be more explosive on offense, we'll be sitting in your basement, my basement, everybody's man cave, watching with everybody else in February. Straight.
Why can't your boy Aaron Rodgers get to the Super Bowl, L. Mix?
Yeah.
Why can't Aaron Rodgers get to the Super Bowl? Why?
We get to the Super Bowl if we get some firepower to go along with Devontae Adams. We had none. Funches was a good pickup. I hope we get a running back in the draft too, my man Cam Akers. He's from Florida State, by the way. If we can get him later on in the draft, but we need some receivers. It's like the movie Paid in Full. What's the use of you having goons if you ain't going to use them? So what's the use of you having Aaron Rodgers if you ain't going to get nothing around him? I'm tired of him making people better. I'm tired of him making guys like Randall Cobb better. I'm tired of him making guys like Gordy Nelson better. I'm tired.
Stop it. Those guys are already good.
No, they weren't. You didn't know Gordy Nelson in college.
Jody Nelson and Randy Cobb were good players, man. Randall Cobb was pretty good at Kentucky.
Randall Cobb is a pro bowler. He's not an all pro.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to
you can say that again, because this old butterfinger ass cowboy be dropping them passes. I know for sure. And then we got the coach. So I don't know what the hell going on. Did Dallas try to beat Green Bay? I don't know what happened.
Styles the guy, you got the Lions. You on the clock.
And I got the Lions. We went 3-12-1 last year. Terrible. Just fucking terrible. So I'm firing every fucking body except for the head coach because I really like him. He's an ex-Patriot. But we lost 4 games under 3 points. We lost 3 games under 6 points, and we had a tie. So that's 10 games right there. With the 3rd pick in the draft, I'm taking Tua. Tua, and I'm not trading Matthew Stafford. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let Matthew Stafford play until he get fucking hurt, and then I'll sub Tua in, and then see you later, Matthew Stafford, going into our second year. With the 35th pick in the second round, I'm a GM. I'm going off film. Okay, I don't care about the mock stats and who they say is supposed to be projected. With the 35th pick, I'm taking a running back. We cannot run the goddamn ball in Detroit. We ain't ran it since Barry Sanders. So I'm going to either go to Florida State and I'm going to get my boy Cam Akers, or I'm going to go to Ohio State and I'm going to get J.K. Dobbins. I'm getting running backs that I've seen on film produce and can make something happen and make some plays for us in between these sticks. And then with the 67th pick, I'm going to go get a corner because we lost our corner, lockdown corner, but we did sign Desmond Trufant. We gave him $21 million, $14 million guaranteed. We signed Danny Shelton, the D-tackle. We signed two linebackers, Reggie Ragland, Jamie Collins. We signed an offensive tackle for $50 million. We signed 2 offensive tackles. Then we signed Geronimo Allison, the wide receiver from Green Bay Packers. So we did pretty good in free agency signing people. So I'm going to take a cornerback. I'm going to go ahead. If Damon Arnett's still sitting there with the 67th pick from Ohio State, I'm going to take Damon Arnett. If he's not sitting there, if Trayvon Diggs, the cornerback from Alabama, sitting there, I want him. So to pair him up with Desmond Trufant on the other side, I think we good to go with them 3 picks. And we can turn out to be, I say, 9-7. And fighting for a wild card spot. That's what I'm going to do. as the GM is trying to change the surrounding Detroit.
You know what's crazy about that? You know what's crazy about the NFC North is that it sounds like each team is like one defensive player away from being what they need to be. But it sounds like also every team needs a couple of wide receivers so that these quarterbacks in this division can open up the running game. That's what it sounds like. The NFC North.
And you know what a lot of teams deal with, a lot of teams, they don't have that cap space. So the offensive lines be average or they be below average, and you have a great quarterback. So it takes away from you being able to run the rock and contain that defense. You know what I mean? So we got to get these offensive lines up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. 515-605-9370. Every Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, tell a friend, just tell a friend, just tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NBA. We told you we're talking about the top five shooting guards this time. We got, man, still Bradley Beal, man, as my point guard, man. Still, he's the best point. He's still one of the best point guards.
Yes, man, you need to get off of that, man.
Trying to pee what I do, trying to steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Blow your being charged, he a jewelry like a voodoo. Be a dope boy, 100,000 in his visu. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Men Dre by the drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million and a hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stars, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like, yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to have. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stars, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like, yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to have.
It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Apologize for the delay. We back in the building, baby. We're going to talk about these top five shooting guards just this year. Let's just say this year. And, you know, you can give your order and your reasons why. You know what I mean? But first, I want to just give a shout-out to one of the sponsors, man. We appreciate you. Collinwell Cobras, we appreciate you sponsoring the last segment. 515-605-9370. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, you can listen to it, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, / Streets of Talk. Oh, it's about to get frenzy. I really want to know everybody's, you know, order. I really do. Then we're going to try to get a caller in here. But, man, it's going down. Styles of God.
Yeah.
The top five shooting guards in this year's NBA season. Who
my
you
top
got?
Five shooting guards. My top five shooting guards. Well, first I got dribble, 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 dribble. Dribble, 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 dribble shot. James Harden. I'm going to take him first. And then I got Bradley Beal second. Then I got Donovan Mitchell third. Then I got Devin Booker fourth. And then I got Zach LaVine fifth. That's who I got. because
so
those are
you
my
say you
favorites.
Got Harden. Hold on, who's your five again? You say Harden?
Harden, Bradley, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine. Because those are my cigarettes.
Mitchell. Okay. Now, do you categorize Zach LaVine as a two guard?
Yes. He plays
a two guard.
I don't categorize Jimmy Butler. That's why I don't have Jimmy Butler in there as a shooting guard, because he's not playing as much in Miami. He's been playing the small forward. So I don't have Jimmy Butler there. But I have Zach LaVine there because he plays the shooting guard. Flat out bust your ass.
Well, hold
every
on.
Night.
Hold on. How
so
do
you
have LeBron you
think
as
Zach
your top
LaVine.
Point guard?
Hold on. Hold on. You think Zach LaVine is better than Devin Booker?
No. I got Devin Booker fourth.
And you got
you
Zach LaVine
fifth.
I got James Harden, Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine. That's my
got
order.
You.
1 through 5.
Got
production
you.
From this season, 2019 season. That's my order.
Damn.
And we're missing Klay Thompson, you know. But that's the order.
I see.
Now, what was you saying about LeBron James at the point guard?
LeBron don't play the point guard position this season.
He Why
start,
don't he? He's
the starting
point guard for the Lakers.
He the starting, like,
point
one
guard.
Through four, man.
No, man.
You know,
it's LeBron,
when they show the list,
Green,
he's not a point
LeBron
guard.
LeBron James, Danny Green, JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis, and
No,
it's the Bradley kid. I'm trying to think of his first Bradley.
Avery Bradley.
Which
is your point guard.
Avery Bradley's not a point guard.
It's not LeBron James.
Avery Bradley never played point guard in his whole career. He's a shooting guard. He's a lockdown defender. He's never been a point guard in his career. Danny Green is a lockdown wing defender. He's never been a point guard. LeBron James is a point guard.
Okay.
ICE, just in case of emergency.
In case of emergency, I like that.
Well, who's your five?
My top five this year, man. This year and this year only. Because Klay would be my number two guy. But I'm going to go with shooting guard. I'm going to go James Harden.
Okay, James Harden. Harden is one.
James Harden.
Okay.
Two will be this year will be C.J. McCollum. Three will be Bradley Beal. Four will be Devin Booker. And five will be this year. I like Victor Oladipo though. I like his game. He didn't play all year this year, but when he's healthy, he top five in the league to me.
I know, but we said this year, and Victor only played 13 games, and he averaged 13.7 points a game. So I like Victor. But I think the minimum of only playing 13 games, I might have to slide him out.
Yeah, I think Zach LaVine has been playing the shooting guard this last year too, right? Am I right? He's been playing shooting guard, right? Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him as my fifth one.
Gotcha. What about you, Ro?
Y'all gonna have to stop hating, man. Y'all keep naming all these East Coast boys except for LeBron. Look at her. I love y'all, boy. That's why I love the streets, boy. The streets, boy. I tell you, boy. But, all right. So, I just want to know,
why nobody had Kawhi Leonard on the list.
Because he's a three.
Because he's a small forward.
Hey, Paul George was not starting this season. Kawhi Leonard was the two.
Paul
George,
shooting guard, man.
Man, he was hurt. He like your boy who just played 13 games.
Paul George played more games than Kawhi, and he's been hurt all year.
Come on, man. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, man. Listen, Kawhi right now, with everything that's going on, play the two until Paul George is able to be healthy and play consistently. So right now,
year?
Kawhi is your – in what year?
What year
I'm talking
Kawhi
about right now.
Shit, he ain't
right
played
now.
No shooting guard. Yeah, he ain't never
right
stopped up
now.
At the shooting guard.
Oh, my goodness.
Paul George
so what
shooting
y'all
guard,
try- I'm trying to figure out. Okay, okay. I ain't got
what's
that much
five?
Time to argue with y'all right now. James Harden. We're going to start with James Harden because we know what he do. And then we're going to take Kawhi Leonard because this is – these are my cigarettes, damn it. Number three, y'all really tripping on Devin Booker. Devin Booker got a stroke. That boy is really cold. He just on the wrong team. Devin Booker should be up there on your list, a little bit higher than where he is. And I'm going to give it to you about your boy Donovan Mitchell. He's just a pit bull. This little dude right here, I mean, it's just hard to have him. It sounds crazy that he's number four, but just with what's going on this season, you know, that's my number four. And number five, I'm going to agree with y'all because, I mean, it's just too many. How can you say this? I mean, there's a lot of guys that can switch positions. They play one, but they play two. They play two, but they play one. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm going to give it to – Jimmy Butler been killing in Miami, but he's not the two-man. I get it, but he is the two-man. Damn it. But I'm going to give it to Zach LaVine. I ain't going to trip because of what we said. We talked about this year. I'm going to give it to Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine been balling, and I think he's really been underlooked for about the last two or three seasons. But I'm going to give it to him because of the fact of the team that he plays on. That's pretty much it. But those are my top five. That's what I'm going with. We'll discuss this, who's the two, who's the three, who's the one later, and you know. But that's all I got for right now. Those are my top five. So I'm going to give it to L. Boogaloo because I know Boo Boo going to say something crazy. I already know what he about to say.
Listen, I'm going on what's behind their name. When you pull up their name on ESPN or Google, and this year they have SG by their name. I'm just going to go on that. I'm going to go on that. And yesterday, I guess I'm in the same boat with the Kawhi Leonard, and is he 2-3? Because, I mean, wing is a wing, so we can say that, you know, tomorrow we can, you know, be double up, but I'm going to say, if we're going by, what's the word I'm looking for, minimum of games. So Paul George, Victor Oladipo, they can't be in the top, and they can't be in my five because I don't even think Paul maybe played over 40 games this year. You know what I mean? So I got to eliminate Paul George. I got to eliminate Victor. So for me, now, this is mine, and I know everybody's going to flip out. My number one shooting guard in the NBA right now is Russell Westbrook. Russell is my number one. My number two is Donovan Mitchell. My number three is Jaylen Brown. My number four is Devin Booker. And I'm going to just put, because they play the combo guard, and they're on the team like that, that's a symbol. Well, if you get it first, and if you get it first, I'm going with Bradley Beal and C.J. McCollum as five and 5'8". But Devin Booker. You average 26 and 6 points. Russell Westbrook, he averaged 27, 8, and 7. You know, Donovan Mitchell, 24, 4, 4. It was a coin toss, though, but let me say this. At the two guard, reason why I had Jaylen Brown as my third best two guard, he averaged 20 and get you 6 rebounds. Out of all those guys we named, except Russell Westbrook, who's just a –
And Jaylen Brown a power forward?
No, he's a shooting guard.
Jason Tatum is a small forward. Jaylen Brown is shooting guard. That's what I said. Jason Tatum is a small forward. Jaylen Brown is shooting guard. That's what I just said. Yeah, boy.
Listen, man, they got Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. That's their shooting guards. I forgot Zach LaVine was in the league. Who the hell
man,
is Zach LaVine,
man? He get buckets. Y'all better act like y'all know. That boy get buckets on any given night, every night. He carrying the Bulls. He got a bunch of bombs, nothing but garbage. Me, you, Zeke, we can get out there right now for Chicago and be a better supporting cast for Zach LaVine than the bombs he got around him right now.
Man, listen. Zach LaVine, when my man say in school days, my man Samuel Jackson at Kentucky Fried Chicken when they walked outside. What'd he say to
you
him?
You don't see him. They don't get no TV play because you don't see him. I watch him. He's a monster.
Every team gets played because they own the ticket. I don't want to hear about the media. That's why it's billions of dollars and you see these guys. But I will not. If he's in my top five, I will pay money to go see him against a sorry team. And if he's on a sorry team, I don't want to go see Zach LaVine. What are you going to do? Shoot the ball 40 times and give me a couple good points?
He ain't going to win no games.
He's just a stat guy. He's another one. Just a stat guy. He's a Wiggins.
They have a chance.
Andrew Wiggins. I'll give you 20 points.
Have you seen him in a role where he has a chance to produce and show us that he's a winner on a team that's in the playoffs doing something? You can't do that to that boy. He had an opportunity to show you he had a chance to win.
Man, listen.
On the wrong team. That's like Kemba Walker
with the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah, he was on a bum team. He the truth. He get numbers. You're going to get numbers when you that dude.
But Kemba still is not in your top five point guards, so. That's what I'm saying.
I don't like little guards. I like big guards. I don't like AI. I never said I like AI.
Well, you really must have got that lean I sent you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, AI is
not one of my favorite. I mean, I'm sorry. I like Penny Hardaway. I mean, I don't like AI as a point guard. I'm sorry.
What do you like about the shooting guard, though, right?
We can't win with him. I want winners.
Is Allen Iverson a shooting guard or a point guard?
Yeah, he's a shooting guard. He's not a point guard.
But he averaged 66 a game.
Why are you having him in that point guard category? He's not a point guard. He's a scorer, a flat-out scorer. If you're telling me I got to get a score every night, I'm not going to get Allen Iverson. I'm going to get Kobe Bryant. Why would I go get Allen Iverson? It's too many other people out there besides a 5'10" guard.
He owned Kobe, though.
He owns Kobe.
I just watched a video a couple of days ago. He killed them for 55. That's a black mama. You don't understand, though, man. That's a bad boy, man.
He's a bad boy, man. I give all the respect in the world, but he ain't 6'5", 6'6". He can build a franchise.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Hold on, hold your thoughts.
Before we go to break.
Hold your thought. We gotta go pay the bills, man. The Streets of Talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Don't forget, tell a friend. To tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of friends. Later on, we're gonna give you our You Big Dummy of the Day. Oh, it's the Streets.
I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me, Navajo creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress this zip and diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, Major Payne like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act tough, that D. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car, nope. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
If you're super talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Before we got off the air to sing a little bill, you were talking about the top five shooting guards this year. 2019-2020. Styles, James Harden, Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine. Seems as though everybody has Zach LaVine as their fifth shooting guard besides me. Because I told you, LaVine, really? Everybody has LaVine as their fifth guy. Everybody had Booker in their top five. Everybody had Zach LaVine in their top five except L. Boogie. Everybody had Donovan Mitchell for the most part somewhere in there. Except I didn't have Jaylen Brown. Two guys that was not in my top five that was in some of theirs. I guess they said Russell Westbrook was a point guard. But for the most part, I guess the best guards in the league, shooting guards, Harden, Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell, and Booker, top four. And some, and just the majority, as I look at that, everybody's list.
And then you have Zach LaVine.
It's the streets.
Man, exactly. Listen. The only reason Zach LaVine was on my list, it changed because of the fact that, I mean, the combo situation is making it difficult because there are a lot of guys that can be considered shooting guards that are point guards, and there are a lot of point guards that be considered shooting guards. So it makes it tough if you're just trying to identify just shooting guards in the league today. I don't have a problem with you picking Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is just like Zach LaVine.
There you go.
Jaylen Brown just
Same type of players, you're right.
Yeah, and with Hops, they can both fly on you. The only difference is I'll give Zach LaVine a better touch than Jaylen Brown. That's about it. But other than that, they both do the exact same thing. One light skin, one dark skin.
Hey, if you really want to think about it, man, Jaylen Brown came out. Him and Ben Simmons was 1-2 in the nation when they came out. Who would you take right now, Ben Simmons or Jaylen Brown, today? Who's the better player right now?
Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is still the better player. Don't get it twisted. Ben Simmons is your Magic Johnson of where he is today. He's not going to average a lot of points, but what he will do is keep your team in the game, and when it all comes down to it, I mean, the dude looks.
I know he ain't taking it, so he's a. So you telling me he's a 44 minute playing guy. He played for 44 minutes. In the last 3 minutes, you won't see him. You will not see Ben Simmons in the last 3 minutes of a game. What are you going to do? Shoot the jump? What? He ain't going to shoot a three? He's not going to barely shoot a two. And if he may not make an 11, he's not going to shoot. I'm taking Jaylen Brown right now, today, over Ben Simmons. They come out 1-2 in high school.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Jaylen Brown's still trying to get it right. Ben Simmons already there with that.
He had a good year this year. Breakout year.
I mean,
I just see somebody strolling, coming down the street. My man, Big Brother Almighty, just flew me a kite. Big Brother Almighty, how you doing today, man?
I'm good.
Oh, man, you know, we got some hot topics we were talking about. You know what I mean? Tavares Jackson, he passed away. Carl Anthony Towns, his mom passed from the COVID-19. And, you know, we didn't get into it yet, but he was going to be probably like my man, Kyle Larson, with the racial slur. And just your top five shooting guards of today's from this past season.
But I just got top five. Like, the way I see it, I like Harden. I like DeRozan. I heard nobody say DeRozan. I like DeRozan. Kimba. Yep. Kimba ain't no point. Kimba's shooting guard. and I like. Period. That's it.
Who was your last person that they gave that?
Jaylen
like Brown.
Yeah, I like Jaylen Brown. He got heart.
Right.
And he dark. So I like that.
Man.
I appreciate you because you know your boy Milk Chocolate over here, boy. Let me tell you.
let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Man. We was talking yesterday about that dude up in Baltimore, that Raven up in Baltimore, that MVP, right? Let me tell you something. They got RG3 bagging him up. Know why they got him bagging him up? I'm telling me.
Because
he only got two more years before they do you like they did me. He just coached them in.
Get ready to start collecting checks.
Keep your insurance paid, man. You're going to be dead. I hope you heard that, Styles.
Yeah, I heard it.
Gotta keep your money stacked up in the man cave.
Hey, I got something to tell you though. I got something to tell you.
What's that?
Lamar Jackson gonna last longer than Baker Mayfield's stank ass and progressive ass commercials.
Well, Baker only got 8 games. If he don't prove himself in 8 games, our boy already signed his quarterback. So I ain't gonna.
So you want Case Keenum? That's. Y'all might as well go back and get Johnny Manziel. What the fuck?
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, old boy already got in his mind. The new coach already got in his mind. If old boy don't show up in 8 games, he out of there. It's already written. Fuck it.
Man, Case Keenum ain't doing shit either. He's gonna check now.
He on my team now, so I gotta live with him, man. He on my team. Fuck. That's all I can say.
Man, you going at the MVP with that team being your team.
Yeah, ain't no doubt. We fucked him up the first game. Do you remember that?
I remember that little 25-40 shit. What happened the second one? You remember the second one? What happened the second one?
All he called my
he tapped
friend,
that ass know. Right on back. He came back and gave you that same ass whooping. He y'all gave him and he gave y'all that same ass whooping back.
The only reason is that because Myles Garrett went there to chase him. Trust me.
Oh, here we go. Now we got excuses. But y'all had Odell, y'all had Landry, y'all had Chubb. That's all you need.
Let me tell you something.
Nah, you need defense, baby. You gonna need defense.
Man, listen. Y'all sound like people that live in Cleveland.
You need defense, baby. That's all I can tell you.
Y'all sound like
New England Patriots when they scored all those buckets. That year, ask Peyton Manning when he threw 55 touchdown passes.
Ask Tom Brady threw
50 touchdown passes. It was 19-0, went to the Super Bowl and lost 17-14. They didn't score no points. The defense won that game. So it don't really matter.
I got you. But what about this year when Patrick Mahomes won? What a terrible defense.
Tom Brady did.
It wasn't a terrible defense. That defense went terrible.
They got good at the end of the year when they signed all the waivers, but they were terrible.
He got a parking pass. Who you directing your questions to, Alan? Whoever's giving Al a question, address him and let him know.
My whole thing about the whole thing, man, like I told Styles, if the Myles Garrett a big sissy, but the motherfucker can play football, man. Get it right, okay? He kissed the ball.
He can't. He dominated the motherfucker. I never said he wasn't.
You don't run a motherfucker down, man. Old boy is not going to get that on us, man. So you talk him. Not a chance, because that's what you need.
Oh, man. There you have it.
We got to buy your steering wheel lock after this season. So you don't drive yourself off the side of the highway. We got to buy you a steering wheel lock this season so you don't drive yourself off the side of the road during the season.
Man, Almighty, as usual, you know we love you calling in, man. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
One love, me.
One love, bro.
Al, why don't you give a shout out to Rome's new restaurant? Where can we locate that when we get out? They can come in if you're in the Cleveland area.
Oh, that's a soul food. 76 right clear. You can't miss it. It's orange door. They got an orange and white door with a brown strip on it. You dig?
There you got it, man. We appreciate you calling in, Al. We love you.
Oh, no. What love, man?
That's about watch your mouth. Baby got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been a truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh, I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto Central and lick. Ooh, too many convicts that enrolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, round about nonsense, get old, so I'ma spread in this bitch. Ooh, they had the candlelight lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Drake on London, and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretch of niggas, I was on time for this shit. Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch.
Bitches talking sports, talk show with a twist in hip hop. We on daily, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. You can catch me, L Boogie, Ice T, in case of emergency, Styles to God, and DB the engineer, man. Daily. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, blogtalkradio.com/streetstalking. And don't forget, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. The NFC North was discussed today. Man, we had a tragic death, man. Somebody in the NBA world, NBA community, man. His mom, Carl Anthony Towns, man. His mom died of the coronavirus. Love and prayers to him. Tavares Jackson, man, spent his career with the Seahawks and the Vikings. With three kids, man. Survived by three kids and his wife.
Hey,
let's get the move back jumping, man. We got the big, the last segment of the day. You big dummy. Styles of God, T-Row, ICE, and your boy L Boogie and OGDB. So, I got all my guys there. I think I see them on my block. DB, you there?
Let's do it.
Man, who is your you big dummy of the day, man?
My big dummy of the day.
I got a dummy first.
Prior to his positive diagnosis, Gobert displayed a cavalier attitude toward the situation, as he reportedly been careless in the locker room in terms of touching other players and their belongings, despite warnings about the severity of the situation. Shortly after, his teammate Donovan Mitchell was tested positive as well. So to Rudy Gobert, you big dummy.
Right. You big dummy, you big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy.
There you have it. STG, Styles of God. You big dummy of the day?
Man, I'm so tired of this racial profiling, man. I'm so tired of it, man. The Miami Police Department, man, they stopped a black man in his car, talking about he loitering and messing with the community. This black man was then put in handcuffs by the police officer from the Miami Police Department. Once his wife from the house seen her husband get put in handcuffs, she came out with his doctor's badge, showing the police that he was a licensed doctor for the University of Miami Health System. And they had to take him out the handcuffs and let him go. Miami Police Department, you big dummies. Mm-hmm. This black man doing good. Oh, no, you big dummies. Oh, no, you big dummies. You
who's your big dummy of the day?
Oh, man. You know what? Now, everybody on this horn, you know, growing up, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, we all had to go to church. But people, please listen to the people that are telling you not to go to church right now. Everybody got a Bible. Stay your ass at home and read your Bible. Start with Genesis and get to Revelation. If you would lie, you're making an easy target for yourself. These people coming to pick up the car, they towing cars from church. When have you ever seen a car being towed from church? I don't know. I ain't never seen it. I'm just saying. People, read your Bibles at home. Don't be just, man, God, no. God was texting us as best as he can. Please, people, stay at home. That's all I'm saying. Don't be dumb. Stay at home, man. Zach Prescott. Y'all didn't even give me a chance to talk about him yesterday. But you know Brittany was in the building. Talking about they having a party. They ain't having no damn party. I know what they was doing, but we the Cowboys. What we do.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did, huh?
And how is it that everybody you see carry a Bible, but they ain't in church, but now they want to go to church with the coronavirus? I don't get it.
Yeah.
ICE, in case of emergency, and it's emergency. So who's your big dummy of the day?
Hey, man, you know, I love me some Terry Bradshaw, man. Got four rings. Pittsburgh still was my favorite team growing up in the 70s until I went to my first game in 79, 80. And it was against the Steelers, and we won that game, by the way. That's some tough love with Chuck Noll. You know, Chuck Noll used to get on him so bad. He hated the coach, but they won. So, you know, he had to put up with it. So he don't really like Mike Tomlin, you know, jumping up and hitting the quarterback. You know, they jumping up, high-fiving, chest bumping. He don't like that, right? I think that's stupid. He said, you need to stop that. But then he goes, you know, they say he can't spell cat. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, right? Well, I don't know what be wrong with him sometime, but he said, I needed a pat on the back sometime, Chuck Noll, but you never gave it to me. I needed to hear you say something positive, but you never gave it to me. But here you are talking about Mike Tomlin, who jumps and give people high fives and give people five with good plays and bump his chest and pump his fist and, you know, motivate him. But it's a problem. To me, Terry Bradshaw, you got issues with that, man. I don't know what it is. Either you're a big dummy, so because you're telling me you want him to not jump on and give people high five, but in your case, you needed pat on the back. I don't know what's going on, but to me, you sound like a big dummy to me, man. Leave Mike Tomlin alone, man, please.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You
big... Well, I tell you what, my big dummy, I discussed him earlier. He was employed. You heard the key word. He was employed by NASCAR. His name is Kyle Larson. He said the N-word during a virtual racing game. How you get fired on your day off? Not only did you get fired, first, your endorsements dropped, and you know what happens. It's just like an affidavit. When they come get your boy, and then guess what happens? He's back on the street. You kept in the can. What does that mean? That means the informant carried down on you. So guess what, Kyle Larson? Not only did you lose your job, I mean, your endorsements, you lost your job, and who knows if NASCAR going to employ you again. You big dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy.
There you have it. Man, the show is lit today. Show is lit. Hey, listen, man. You got some shout-outs you want to give us before we get out of here?
Yes, sir. Shout-out to my Facebook friends, all my university workers, everybody out here putting their life on the line.
for this coronavirus. Everybody just keep on praying.
STG, Styles of God, you got any shout outs you want to shout out?
Yeah, shout out to everybody on the radio with me today, man. Shout out to all of y'all on the radio show. I love all y'all.
DB, any shout out today?
Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to old Al Martin, always calling in with them good vibes. Shout out to all the first responders.
T. Rizzy.
Oh, yeah, you know what it is. Everybody on the front line doing what they do. Man, we appreciate y'all. That's a bunch of love to my brothers from another mother on the show. Y'all know your boy got love for y'all every day, all day. Everybody in the streets. Oh, Boogie, we got to get Taco back on the line. I'm going to hunt Taco down, man. I know he been waiting for us to get back on. So, Taco, if you're listening, man, give us a call. Pope, if you was on the line, I see you, you big-head motherfucker.
I see you, DP. Call in tomorrow, DP. We get you on, baby. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern time. 515-605-9370. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Once again, shout out to all the everybody's family, friends. Man, the Jackson family, the Anthony Towns family, and all the families that's lost someone or is doing kind of bad during this time of COVID-19. That's why we bring in the street with a positive vibe. You already know. Let's go. I see my man Ice. DB, I see you. I just dropped you off at the crib. I'm going to come back and pick you up, man. For tomorrow's show. Bro, I got you. I'm going to pick you up. You know what I mean? You next on the drop off Ice. You're around the block. Two left and a right. Stars of God, I see you out there. Let's do it. The street. Picture us rolling.
Fuck up in formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the plot, nigga. Chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't feed you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend. I dump the mat. The time account the proper CTO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock. Get the liquor and you can get the female. The spooky shit that we inflict and get street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on school and balls hog in this pocket. And this pocket, nigga, picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. I forgot the DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mo Brain. Sad dog, I'm tired. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch.
Anytime y'all want to see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
The street.